League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back! Hour number two of the three-hour big show!
As we point at each other, you go, you go, you go.
I know you are, but what am I?
Some of the ones coming in on the text line about words that are said wrong are not worth reading. Some of them are pretty funny, and some of them are eye-opening. Paul and Katie said, my favorite that hardly anyone gets right is, I could care less, really, because I couldn't care less. Which one do you say, Nick?
I don't know. Stop asking me these questions.
Which one do you say, Joel?
I could care less.
No, it's I couldn't care less.
Well, is the then correct I'm wrong one. Again.
Yeah, and which I could care less. I always said that too. But the whole point is to say that I care so little that I couldn't care any less. So you just say, I couldn't care less.
What you're saying now, yeah.
Instead of I could care less.
But when you're mad and in the moment, you're not thinking.
Yeah.
You're just yelling.
True. You're just saying words that come. And a lot of people are saying that Tyler is an idiot because what they're saying should have, the V-E is pronounced of. Like should have, should have. That's how you pronounce the
yeah.
V-E. How else are you going to say it? Should V?
Yeah.
So you say should have. So Tyler, you can suck it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Joel's happy to hear that.
Yeah, bitches, right? I'm right. I like it.
Let's give away some tickets, shall we?
Yep. Okay.
Now is your chance to win two. What are we doing? We're going to do pick a number and show it to me. Don't give it away yet. We got to tell the people first. So win two tickets to see Mexico take on Uruguay. Is that right? Uruguay?
Uruguay.
The Mexican national soccer team takes on number 5-ranked Uruguay, led by Suarez, Godin, and Cavani. I hope I said those right. September 7th at NRG Stadium. Can't wait to win. Buy your tickets now through Ticketmaster starting at just $30. It's Mexico versus Uruguay September 7th. See you there. But we will take caller number 17, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Caller 17, win tickets right now. Good luck. A couple of more.
Okay.
Well, football questions. So somebody said they're worried about the O-line after that Sue hit.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have been worried about the O-line before the Sue hit.
Correct.
This is not a good Texans O-line. I think that they have an opportunity to be below average.
I think they have the ability to be average if Watson stays healthy.
Well, you could see, like, on the interception, you see the pros and the cons of Watson all in one play on that first interception that he threw. Yeah. He scrambles. He gets out of the pocket. He moves. That's fine. And then he takes the hit. Not fine.
Right.
Throws the ball up. Young quarterback mistake. But, again, he avoided the initial rush as the pocket collapsed. So, good and bad in the play, but yeah, this is an offensive line that if they could be average, my God, that would be a huge win for this team, just to get average play out of the offensive
line.
But
I think, essentially, the only way they are average is if he stays healthy, because we've seen how good he can make an offensive line look just by keeping plays alive, and as you said, being elusive, getting out of the pocket, running every now and then. But yeah, I mean, you're right. We knew before camp even started, this was, to use a better term, lack of a better term, it's a makeshift offensive line.
Yes.
They got better makeshift pieces, but they're nowhere near the top lines in this league. And the only reason why they look better than average is because he is so mobile.
Yep. He's always going to make any offensive line, even a great one, he's going to make them look better than they are because because of his ability to be able to avoid the rush. And he's young, and he's going to get better at it. And hopefully he learns how to step up in the pocket some and not just scramble all the time, because that's eventually going to catch up to him. He's going to get hurt by doing that too much. So hopefully he learns a good mix of it.
Well, as you said, the biggest lesson of all is the hit he took to realize,
yep.
And he has to realize at a certain point, even though you know you can probably, you have escapability, there's times to just eat it. Throw it away, eat it, do what you got to do, but don't.
That was one of those times.
Yep, exactly.
Because you could have avoided the hit, avoided the interception.
Yep.
But hey, he's young, and it's kind of like, you can relate to this more than most, but and I'm certainly not, by no means am I comparing him to the person I'm about to talk about.
Okay.
Not yet.
Right.
But kind of Brett Favre-ish. You took the good with the bad. You knew Favre, the gunslinger.
The gunslinger,
right. He's going to throw it around the yard no matter what. He was going to make some dumbass throws.
That's what that throw was. That first pick was a dumbass throw.
For every throw that you went, oh my God, I can't believe he just completed that pass, there'd be five of those and then an interception.
Think of the Kansas City game here last year. Think about the fact that they just realized he can wind up and throw it pretty much farther than most anyone, mm-hmm. and guys can run underneath it and go get it. Those are the plays that were exciting. Those were the plays people were talking about. Even after the game, they lost, but people were saying, man, did you see his arm? But for every couple of plays like that that are going to turn out to be successful, you're going to take a couple duds too, like the pick he threw.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mike said, thanks for the punter call, Chano. That's a quality throwback right there.
Yep.
Somebody wanted to know, I'm guessing they meant Amir Abdullah, but they said you think that they should pursue Abdullah if he becomes
available.
That's
who I thought it was, because if the Lions are trying to solidify their running back position, and if Amir Abdullah, who went to Nebraska, gets cut. He had glimpses where he did some from week to week for the Lions when he was healthy. He had some decent weeks.
Is he any better than Alfred Blue, though? I mean,
maybe a little younger. Maybe
He's played maybe a year less than Blue or something like that. He's been in the league a year or two less.
Maybe a little more physical, but yeah, I don't know.
Other than that, productivity wise, I don't think he's much better or worse than Alfred Blue.
I would think that there is better out there. Someone's going to get rid of somebody, whether it be a cap casualty or for whatever reason. I would think there's going to be another running back or two that spring free that you might be able to snatch up that are going to be better than Amir Abdullah, but who knows?
You would think, right? Because that's one of those positions where there is some depth and they like to move to younger guys. So you might be able to get an older guy. You might be able to get a guy that, you know, a little long in the tooth, but maybe some better depth or quality depth as opposed to what they have right now.
So, and I had mentioned to you the receiver position for the sole purpose of saying, look, you got Kuti, who has not even played a down for them yet, and now he's healthy, remarkably. But here you come to cut down time, you know, and you got Ellington, and you got Braxton Miller, and you got these guys. And I'm just wondering, how many receivers are they going to keep, and are they going to keep Kuti on the roster simply because they saw so much in him when they drafted him and they thought that they could develop him? What are they
going to
do?
I don't think he goes anywhere. He's a guy they're going to try and develop him. I mean, hell, you've been patient with some of these cats for several years now. You know, what's the difference? If you're going to be patient with guys like Kevin Johnson and Fuller and...
Well, there's a guy I'm not sure they're going to be patient with either.
You want to get Jasper's call in before we go to break?
Is it Jasper or Jasper? This is a question because of the way we're pronouncing
it. It's Jasper.
Hey, Jasper, what's up?
Jasper. Hey, I've got a word that I can't stand getting pronounced wrong. Drives me nuts.
Okay.
Whenever somebody is articulate enough to say coup de la, but then they can't say respect.
Are you talking about Lance Erline?
I'm talking about Lance Erline. Respect your property.
What does he say?
Say my name for some respect.
He dropped the T off of it. Respect your property. He probably says axe instead of ass, too.
Oh.
That part was...
I thought he was kidding, because the only time I've ever heard coup de la is when Lance uses it in Renter's Warehouse commercials.
Does he say respect? Maybe he was doing that on purpose.
Respect on.
Yeah, maybe he was. I mean, knowing Lance...
He could have.
Oh, boy.
He could have. I don't know. Maybe he should have. I don't know.
I'm fixing to ask him.
There you go, because he might could have done it.
By the way, that was one of the ones fixing to.
Yep.
That's such a Texas thing. And I say it. I'm so bad about it. Hey, are you going to bring me those papers? I'm fixing to.
Might could.
Fixing to? That I will always say. It's never going to go away. It's just ingrained in me. But another one that somebody said is going to be. I've been in Houston almost 7 years. People here say going to be like, where's the restroom? It's going to be down there on the left. Like, where's it going to be? There? What?
That one I haven't heard before.
Yeah, going to be. I'm fixing to. I'm bad about all those. But I think I have a hunch that Lance did the respect as an ode to the put some respect on
my
name.
I was going to say, I think he did that intentionally.
Yeah. I think he normally would say the T. You know?
No.
You just think Lance is that dumb?
I just think he hacked it up.
Hey, yo, Barry, did you know that Captain Crunch is not spelled Captain Crunch?
It's Cap'n.
Cap'n Crunch.
It's C-A-P apostrophe N, right?
Ain't nobody saying Cap'n Crunch.
Nope.
If you say Cap'n Crunch, then you just need to go to hell.
Well, that cuts to the chase rather quickly.
Who says Cap'n Crunch? What you doing over there? I'm Cap'n Fools and Cap'n Crunch. What? It makes no sense. I know they spell it like that on the box, but that's...
Did you think that song was Manu Manu Ginobili?
No.
No.
I did not.
Manu Manu.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. We have news of Manu Ginobili coming
out. Yes.
Up.
Somebody said, pray for me. Just got a surprise. Another Usual Suspect coming in April.
Congratulations.
I believe, by recognizing the number, I believe that was Amazon Bee's brother that said that.
Congratulations.
Who needs a better nickname? But yes, congratulations on the new, Usual Suspect. We always are excited to welcome new listeners.
Yes.
No matter their age.
DW4. That rolls off the tongue, too. No, it doesn't.
No.
All right. We'll be back with more. It's hour number two of the three-hour show. It's the Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday. Thanks so much for being a part of the ride and the drive and whichever term you use, as we figured out.
Irregardless of what you guys think, irregardless is not a word.
Irregardless, yeah, I was about to say.
But people say it.
Really?
I used to say it all the time.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I used to say it all the time. Jesse Saldana said his boy Kyle said, you text the show too much. That's not possible, Kyle, you dumbass. It's not possible.
You're having a great day.
It's not possible to text this show too much. We appreciate,
we
enjoy, and welcome the interaction. Kyle, stop being a hater on our boy Jesse.
Look, that's just Barry's nature. We should just give a disclaimer to all our suspect listeners.
That I'm salty?
Well, the names that you could be called, like Stupid Face.
Yep.
Is a common one.
Idiot.
Dumbass.
Dumbass. Idiot.
What else? Those are three common ones there.
Yeah, very, very common ones, yes. Yeah. You had mentioned news about one
Manu Manu Ginobili.
Yep.
He is retired. El Jefe, breathe. It's okay. The end of an era continues. Parker, Tony Parker, already traded. Timmy, we already knew, had retired. And now Ginobili has called it a career. He did get in one final block against Harden in the playoffs before he decided to pass on to the next generation of his life. But
I swear you said it done. When we first found out about it, which was when he started contemplating it a week or so ago.
Yeah.
You said during our pre-show meeting, you were like, I swear I thought he was retired already. Me too. This is why when that announcement came out and now this, I'm like, is he doing it again? Because I swear he had already retired.
Those players that have longevity, like it's hard to remember when they actually retire. I forgot Robert Parrish was in the league for, three seasons, I think?
Really?
Chief?
Dude, I was like, I mean, I always loved him just because he was such a durable player. And he played till, 40?
Yeah.
42, I want to say?
That's at marijuana.
Old.
Marijuana. That he was getting FedExed.
He was on marijuana?
Robert Parrish, don't you remember?
Oh.
They caught him because they've traced it in Federal Express and the delivery guy delivered it to his house.
I mean, that still happens, I guarantee you.
We should ask Mikhail about that. So the big chief, he was ahead of the game.
Smoking that chief.
All these players talking about how it helps in the recovery process. Big chief was all over it. Other breaking news from the NFL.
Oh, boy.
The deal is done. Odell Beckham Jr. has agreed to a 5-year extension with the New York Football Giants, making him the highest paid wide receiver in football. 3-time Pro Bowler can receive a maximum of $95 million over the course of the deal. $65 million is guaranteed. Ain't bad. The deal eclipses Steeler wide receiver Antonio Brown's $17 million per year average and tops Mike Evans of the Buccaneers' $55 million in total guarantees. He's set to make $8.4 million on the fifth-year option of his rookie contract this season. And then, oh, baby, the floodgates shall open.
Who was this again? Because I was reading.
Odell Beckham Jr.
He got paid like he wanted to.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. Making it rain.
Now, that won't last long.
Now, the other thing
that's the hilarious thing about this is in the NFL, everybody wants to be the highest paid. When they're the star, when they think they're the best in the league, they're like, I want to be the highest paid. Okay, but you realize you're only going to be the highest paid until the next big star gets their contract.
It's like a benchmark, and that benchmark is constantly
being broken,
exceeded by the next contract. Like, you know, like whoever was the latest quarterback, now they're all expecting Aaron Rodgers is going to trump all of that. And then the next time that Breeze or Bray or whoever comes up, for whether they're in that category or not, that's going to be the benchmark that the agents are using to get. Now, the interesting thing is, because we know that no one's going to play in week four of the preseason, but week four of the preseason is when guys have to start reporting to make sure that they get that guaranteed money. Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack. Those are names to keep an eye on and see what happens with those two teams, because I don't think Donald's going anywhere. And I believe that they had said last week that they're getting closer to getting a deal and a common ground for Aaron Donald with the Rams, but nothing is being reported about Khalil Mack and the Raiders. That could be one. That's baffling. It could be real interesting.
Yeah, it's baffling to me, but I mean, a guy like Gruden, he thinks he's, I don't know, too cool for school or something. If I'm him, I'm taking care of Khalil Mack. I don't understand why.
Absolutely. He's one of the most dominant defensive players in the game.
I don't understand.
It's a no-brainer.
I feel like I missed something. Like, am I not reading something that came out that says why? Because
they keep saying they haven't talked to him since February.
That's so dumb. Is that just John Gruden being that arrogant?
I think it is. Because you know what? The Packers played the Raiders this weekend. Okay, so I'm watching, and by the way, screw you, NFL Network, because they build it all night and all day. Packers Raiders live Friday night, 9:00. I tune in at 9:00.
Nothing.
And they're like, we will join it in progress after the final hour of whatever they call their little highlight show that never ends at 10:00. But they keep doing cut-ins. I go, no one cares about what Rod Woodson thinks about the preseason. Show me the game. But when they do show the cut-in, it's Gruden just scowling and, like, talking to himself on the sidelines and got, you know, the red ass going already and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, this dude, he's soaking it all up. And again, that's probably now that he's got control of that franchise and he's got a good general manager in Reggie McKenzie. But it's going to be interesting to see how they coexist and how much communication there is. Because you're right. Gruden's going to do what he wants to do. He's going to do it his way. And if he wants to go old school and go, I think right now we just want to be tough with this guy. Let's just make this guy sweat it out a little bit. You don't need Khalil Mack sweating it out a little bit. No. He's that good.
No, it's dumb when it's different if you've got a guy that's, you know, in the middle tier or maybe upper middle tier. But this is a guy who...
if it's Clay Matthews at this point in his career.
Exactly. That's right? A great example of it. Yeah, then you let him sweat it out a little bit. But I don't know. There's certain guys in this league that I wouldn't do it with, and Khalil Mack and
but
Aaron
apparently
Donald
the Jets are like legit
two of those
serious.
Guys.
Like I think the Jets, Lions, and like two other teams are all inquiring, but apparently the Jets are, it's not like just due diligence according to this one report. It's like legit. Like they're not slamming that door at all. If the Raiders are willing to deal them.
Yeah, but they said there are five teams, Bears, Packers, Jets, Bills, which you know he doesn't want to go to, Lions. There was a false rumor on Twitter yesterday that the Lions were close to finalizing a deal for him, which you know he doesn't want to go there.
No.
So interesting. But again, that's another tactic in negotiations. Hey, we're throwing his name out there. We're trying to see if, what we can get for him. That's supposed to send a red flag for his for the Khalil Mack camp with his agent to go, oh, whoa, before you trade him. He's happy there. No, he's, you know, it's a game of chicken at this point, and I wouldn't be playing chicken with a dude that's that talented.
No, and you, I mean, who's the next best edge rusher that they have?
I mean, what's
at least in the case of somebody like the Texans, you could say, all right, if they're not going to do anything with Jadeveon Clowney, or they're not, you know, when the contract negotiations right. and the talks were going on, right. you can say, well, they still got Whitney Merciless who can get after the yeah. quarterback. They still got J.J. Watt. They've, I mean, if you're if, at least on the edge, is Irvin? Is Bruce Irvin?
Irvin's long in the tooth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why wouldn't you take care of a top five edge rusher like Khalil Mack? It doesn't make sense.
No idea.
You want to take J-Dog's call?
J-Dog wants to switch it up. Yeah, he wants to switch gears and talk about El Whopper Grande, as Craig Ackerman calls him. What's up, J-Dog?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, I was calling real quick. I seen the SC feature last night on Marc Gasol, man, and it was touching, man. It makes you think about, you know, simple stuff that, you know, we go about and we may, you know, complain about or not even complain or just, you know, want to say, you know, on a day-to-day basis, it makes you put life more in perspective and be more appreciative. But I wanted to ask you, Joel, if you hadn't seen it already, I will tell you that he couldn't tell the Grizzlies what he was going to do just because it was so dangerous. But if you have seen it, I just wanted to know your thoughts on, you know, the fact that he couldn't tell the Grizzlies what he was trying to do, now, and just all of y'all.
J-Dog, clarify this, though, right? He went out on the in the ocean and saved, was it just a ship? Was it a boat with someone that was?
It was a woman, and her name was, it was a woman, and they seen a child, but the child had already passed.
And what, they were stranded on a boat? Trying to get, just give me the backstory a little bit, because I remember reading the article. I did not see the 30 for 30.
Yeah, so he went to Spain, and he went to the Mediterranean Sea, and they have this thing called the Open Arms. They go where, you know, you have immigrants from Africa who are trying to get out, and, you know, they you know, basically militants from Africa, you know, they're trying to stop them and cut them off and destroy their ships, their boats, and take them back, capture them, take them back, put them in detention centers. And before they can intercept them, then the Open Arms crew is trying to get to them and save who they can. So the woman they ended up saving, they were trying to get to them before, you know, they got captured, but they were too late. The boat had already been destroyed, but the lady ended up surviving. Like I said, it was a child there with her, but she had already passed.
Yeah, I mean, from the perspective, and I remember reading the story, but, you know, a lot of people, Marc Gasol's got a huge contract, but it just shows you, you know, when it's all said and done, what it's about, that he, you know, he put all that kind of on the side and said, I got to do something to try and save a life. It's fantastic. But, you know, if your question is regarding those contracts, I mean, I go back to the Jeff Kent contract when, remember when Jeff Kent made up all the different stories of how he actually hurt his forearm and his wrist or whatever, but he actually ended up doing it dirt bike riding. You know, these contracts are written for a reason, and everybody thinks that the team is just trying to be a hard ass, but it basically they're trying to look out for their investments because they've invested so much money in all these players. But, you know, that's it. That's just one of those legal clauses that they put in those contracts. But, you know, good for him for just going out and doing the right thing and saving someone's life. But that's always a slippery slope with the way they write those contracts with the players.
Yeah, man.
No doubt about it. Good All right, story. We're going to continue to go. Roll on. Mario, we're going to get you in after the break. We can talk to you, and you want to still talk about some Texans. If you want to get on the show, 713-780-3776. HRP listener line where you can call, you can text, you can also hit us up on Twitter. And I do want to tell you right now about Infuse Energy. I switched to Infuse Energy a little over a year ago, and I can't tell you how much they've saved me. They've just been fantastic. They knocked hundreds of dollars off of my bills in the summertime when you use your air conditioning the most. It's great because they send you a weekly email that tells you exactly what your bill is going to be, how much you used, how it compares to last year, when you use energy the most, and when you use it the least in the course of a given day, in a given week. So all different things that you can use from a data perspective of trying to analyze your electrical needs and when you use energy and when you don't. It's a great program. It's all because the people care about you, the customers. It starts with the CEO, Josh Pesikoff, and it goes all the way down to all the people in his staff. If you call 844-INFUSE2, that's 844-463-8732, first thing you're going to notice is, unlike the big companies that have automated systems where you're screaming at the phone trying to give them commands that they can understand, you're going to get a human being on the phone. They're going to answer your call, and they're going to talk to you. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them. They're going to try and find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, what days of the week. Is it for business? Is it for your family? And go from there. It's simple as it seems, but it's a nice touch from a customer service perspective because those automated systems are such a pain in the butt. And then they're going to get you a program, a rate, and lock you in so that you guarantee to save money and you guarantee to have a program that's tailor-made for your needs. They're not going to screw you over to make a buck. It's a relationship. And sometimes, not often, but sometimes they're even going to tell you that there's another company out there that can save you more money and give you a better plan. That is part of being 100% honest and being like a true friend that you know will always be there. You can always go back to them. You can try others, but if you go back to them, you'll know they're waiting for you, and they're waiting for you for a reason because they're honest, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always will have your back. It's a great program, and all you need to do is call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732 or log on to infuseenergy.com. You mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and the process goes from there. Check them out. Give them a call, and I promise you, infuse energy into your life. It's worth it.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel. Nick, take it. Okay, 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show as we continue to roll on. Second
really
half is about to begin. Barry, take us.
You screwed that up.
What?
What'd you say about the rear?
I wanted to try, but you didn't give me the opportunity.
Do it, go.
It's too late. It's got right out the break. It has to happen right out the break.
Sounds like the camping trip was good.
So Tracy Cowley sent you.
Yeah.
Tracy Cowley sent me a link back when because I tweeted about the Chester drawers thing and when I found out.
Wait, Tracy Cowley
sent me a link
something to you regarding a chest.
A
chest of boot?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's from Thought Catalog. It's 44 phrases you might not know you've been saying incorrectly.
Oh, sweet.
So we're going to get to those because some of them we've already covered. But I got a text that talked about what Mario wants to also talk about. Because somebody said, Gruden is a team killer. I'm a Bucks fan and watching horror as he dismantled a Super Bowl team and pissed on the ashes. The Raiders deserve whatever they get for not paying attention. So,
I don't think the Gruden thing is going to be as successful as people think, honestly.
You can't say he's a team killer because he built up pretty much a Super Bowl team.
Right.
My good friend, Raiders. Our good friend, friend of the show, Keenan McCardell, was on that team where he left the Raiders, joined the Bucks, took them home, got a ring. Got a trophy. Don't think you can be mad at a guy for that.
Nope.
By the way, Brad Johnson was his quarterback.
That's
yikes.
Boy.
So
that's doing some whispering right
there. I'd give him some credit there.
Mario wants to talk Clowney for Khalil Mack. Mario, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? How y'all guys doing today?
Good.
How are you doing?
Good. Everybody knows the true story behind it, that Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl championship.
Tony Dungy.
That was Tony Dungy's team before he got there.
Yeah.
I guess what I wanted to say that I've heard some rumors. I read some stuff online that John Gruden is basically trying to get rid of Khalil Mack. He's hoping the Texans don't sign Clowney to a long term deal so he can get Clowney. I don't know how true that is or what sources there are out there that are confirming that, but that's what I've heard or read as well.
Huh?
Just wanted to see which of those guys' takes on that.
Joe.
Well, I wrote an article about it on sportsmap.com a few weeks ago. And I reminded people that when Gruden was in the booth doing Monday Night Football, he was enamored with Jadeveon Clowney. He said he not only should be the highest paid defensive player in the league, but he should get quarterback money. And that he was singing his praises left and right. So I threw it out there, I threw it out here, and just asked the simple question. Would you guys be okay trading Clowney for Khalil Mack?
Yes.
And Barry and I, and Barry even brought up the numbers for you. We both said unequivocally.
Unequivocally.
There you go. We both said yes. Nick, I believe you were on that bandwagon as well.
Absolutely.
I absolutely would
I
trade.
I always said it was a no-brainer for the Texans. It's not the smart move for the Raiders.
When the numbers we compared, when you look at the on the field of play, I think he's, and don't get me wrong, Jadeveon Clowney is a hell of a talent, and he can get after the passer and all that, but I think Khalil Mack is better at just about everything, including, and neither one of them are good at this, but including dropping back in coverage.
Yeah, they're not going to get you a lot of picks.
Yeah, but they on occasion they have to both drop back in coverage, and
I mean,
but overall, their job is to get after the passer and stop the run. And I think Khalil Mack does a better
job.
Stats
don't lie. You had the stats, pulled them all up. It's crazy how dominant Khalil Mack has been. And the one stat that we kept going to more than anything else was also just durability. And the fact that Mack hasn't missed any games. Mack makes sure he's on the field for every play of every game. You know, when his number is called, we know Clowney early on, underachieved, had a lot of injury problems. Last year was a better year for him, and he showed that across the board statistically, including playing in all the games. But if you're going to just compare apples to apples and say pick one, I'm taking Mac.
Yep.
But to answer this question, I don't think there's any sources out there that said Gruden wants to trade Mac. But there is a interview with Peter King that I haven't seen yet, like an exclusive interview that Peter King did with John Gruden.
Okay.
And he kind of gets into that. And the quote that you see from the interview that I have not seen yet is he's frustrated with the lack of communication with Khalil Mack. So that could be an indicator that he wants to trade him, but there's no report confirming or saying that John Gruden actually wants to trade Khalil Mack.
Hmm.
I think that's, you know.
He's acting like it. He's certainly acting like it.
Yeah.
All right, a couple more things on these phrases, and then we'll do the 44 everyday phrases. Mm-hmm. So Rico said, has anyone addressed sorry for your lost instead of sorry for your lost?
No.
Who says sorry for your lost?
Never heard that.
I don't think I've ever heard that either. When people say one and the same instead of saying one and the same. Oh, that's my bad. Crawdaddy. I say one and the same. It's one and the same.
I don't usually say that, but I think I've heard people say it the wrong way.
I say one and the same.
I think the technicality we're getting at here, too, is in just normal speech, we sometimes kind of bunch things together a little bit. But, like, if you had to spell it out, I think in a lot of cases we could spell it out. But, again, we'd sound like a robot.
Yeah, of course.
If we said it that way.
Cody and Angleton said, my mother-in-law puts an S on the end of everything. Do you have people that do that?
Yes. Clyde Drexler.
Oh, he does?
He still thinks I'm Joel Blanks. And I said, no, I'm not Lance's brother. I'm not Lance Blanks's brother. No, it's not close. How many times I told him, he'd go, hey, meet my friend Joel Blanks. Nope. Not even close.
That's no.
He does that till now?
Yep, still does it.
That is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Joel Nick Shiraraz.
Yep.
Barry Laminax. My grandmother would put like a K and an ER on words. So she wouldn't say Walmart. She would say Walmart. She'd be like, you want to go to Walmart? Well, roll up your winder and we'll get on out and go to Walmart. Yeah, she would say winder instead of window.
I can see that.
That's country as hell when you say winder.
Yep.
Roll up your winder. Who's out there yelling?
Kelly Eco has been yelling for like 5, 10 minutes.
Could you tell Kelly Eco that we're on the air and to act professional in a professional environment, please? Jeez. It's ridiculous. Now I sound like AJ. Let's move on. Is it with regards or in regards? That's Trevor G. Is it with regards or in regards? I think it just depends.
I go in regards. In regards if to the matter you're bringing up.
Yes. And then what about with regard to? So in regards, or is it, I don't know now, with regards to or in regards to?
Now you're just muddling it all up.
I have no idea. Sorry, Trevor, but we're dumbasses. You're asking the wrong show.
Yeah.
You need English. Joel says supposedly or no.
I used to say supposedly, but it's supposededly.
And what was mine? Right? We established this
really
early
on. Yeah, we did a long time ago.
I had one that I had more than one. Somebody said, I'm kind of sad no one, I kind of wish no one would have corrected JB. I miss FEF Friday. I think we all do a little bit. Rest in peace, FEF. All right, are you ready for the 44 everyday phrases people mess up?
Sure.
Some of these we've done. Statute of limitations versus statue of limitations.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, I've heard statue of limitations before. So number one on the list, chest of drawers. Chest of drawers. Number two on the list, saying it wrong for all intensive purposes. Saying it right for all intents and purposes. So me and you, brother, coming in one and two. Psh, high five.
I gave you the picky.
Saying it wrong, statute of limitations is statute of limitations. I could care less. I couldn't care less. Washing machine. That's me.
I'm a washing machine. I've heard people say that.
Yeah. Suppository of information versus book. Yeah, the book suppository. No, it's the book repository. Fall by the waist side.
No.
Fall by the wayside.
Exactly. Right. Wayside, right. Yep.
Circumvent the globe. Nope. Circumnavigate. Some of these are kind of stupid. Like they have self-depreciating versus self-deprecating. Who is saying self-depreciating? Nobody is saying that.
Not me.
Scapegoat. Make do, but they spell it D-U-E instead of make do D-O. You ever mess that up?
I don't think so.
No.
In my mind, I haven't.
A lot of these are... Did you know this, though? Scot-free. Spell Scott.
S-C-O-T.
S-C-O-T-T.
Yeah, it's one T.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. It's one T, not two.
I don't know why I knew that, by the way.
Yeah, that's weird, because you didn't get any of these.
Yeah.
All right, spell bated breath correctly. Like you're waiting on somebody with bated breath. Spell it correctly.
B-A-T-E-D.
Damn it, Nick.
Yeah.
Why are you so smart all of a sudden? Put Trey on.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah. How the hell did you get so smart?
It's like a blind squirrel finding a nut. What happened there?
If you're hungry, you're having what?
Food.
No. Hunger. You're having...
Hunger pains?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Hunger pains. No. Hunger pangs. P-A-N-G-S. Both y'all can suck it.
Yeah, I would have never
got it. I always said hunger pains.
You can suck it, too. You didn't know that.
All right, fine. We can do more later.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I needed all that education today on a Monday with everything I got going on.
I forgot about hunger pangs. I always say pains. I don't give a damn. It hurts when I'm hungry. So it's hunger pains, okay? Deal with it.
Are you hungry or hangry?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm both right now.
Yeah.
All right, well, I want to tell you right now about the good people at Texas Cars for Kids. Texas Can Academies has been doing great work here in the Houston area for a long period of time, and you can help them out. It's Houstonians helping kids get a second chance at getting their education here in H-Town. All you got to do is look around. If you got a car, a truck, a boat, a trailer, anything, if it's running or not, collecting rust and dust in your garage or your driveway, and you want to get rid of it, you don't want to pay for a tow truck, you don't have to. You just pick up the phone and you call Cars for Kids, and they're going to do the rest. They're going to come to you. They're going to do all the paperwork. You're going to get a tax deduction. And in the process, you're going to make a difference in the lives of kids trying to get their education, because your donation, when you give it to the Cars for Kids people, is going to go towards things that kids need that can be a distraction if they don't have. It could be eyeglasses. It could be book money. It could be bus fare. It could be warm meals. Things that if they have, they can focus on their studies. If they don't, they can be just distracted and not focused the way they need to. And it's all because of donations from people like you. So I urge you to go on the website, carsforkids.org, and check it out. Because you mentioned ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. And again, tell them where you live and tell them what you got. They come to you with a tow truck. They do all of that for free. They do all the paperwork. And then they turn your vehicle into and your donations into resources for kids trying to get their education. It's a fantastic program, and it's all because of donations from people like you. So if you got something laying around, a car, a boat, a motorcycle, a truck, a trailer, everything that I've said, whether it's working or not, and you're considering donating it, please try and contact them and see if you can make a donation. It's carsforkids.org, carsforkids.org. And as always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, second hour, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, soon to be joined by SportsMap 94.1 and the SportsMappers.
I thought he burped on the air.
People
yeah, I did
can't
it.
Can't shut the hell up out there today.
Who's now who's yelling? It was Kelly.
I didn't hear it.
It's like nonstop. And then I hear Trey coming off of your mic going, hey, you guys are going to have to be quiet out there.
That was so funny. I didn't know if you could pick it up. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah, we heard it.
He's about to do it again. Hold on. Oh, no, he closed the door.
It was Kelly Eco watching soccer. That's what it was.
The guy, the basketball guy?
Yeah.
Kelly Eco?
Getting excited about Manchester United or Chelsea or
talk about Smashburger.
Whatever.
Have you seen him Smashburgered into that soccer jersey he's wearing today?
Oh,
that's not
nice. And he's being vocal?
That's not nice.
Big people can wear soccer jerseys too.
Ooh. Yeah, as long as they get the right size.
Here's a good one. Comfortable versus comfortable.
That's a very good one.
I think they're both correct.
Nope.
They're both correct.
You know what Raheel says?
I say comfortable.
Raheel
I say
says
comfortable,
comfortable
too. But some people say comfortable.
That's how you know it's Raheel Crank calling the show because he just make him say comfortable.
He messes it up.
He knows it. He knows that's the word he cannot say correctly. It's comfortable, right?
There you go. Nip it in the butt.
Bud.
B-U-D.
Yeah, B-U-D. Yeah.
We mentioned that last.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did that one already?
Yep.
Yes. But don't get in the way. Let that get in the way.
Or comfortable.
There you go.
Yep, comfortable.
They have moot point and mute point on here. Beck and call? Or is it Beck and call? Beck and call. Beck and is one word. B-E-C-K-O-N. It's Beck and call. And I always say Beck and call.
Oh, but again, that's like a pronunciation issue more than anything else.
And the rest of them are stupid. So I'm not going all the way through 44. But there it is. So we're done.
All right.
I hope you're all more educated now listening to The Usual Suspects.
Edumacated.
I feel like we've helped you.
Yes. We try to edumacate the masses.
Huh?
We edumacate the masses.
Yes. Yes, we
right?
did. Yes, we did. Okay. I indeed. Did you get to watch any Astros?
I did. I watched them. I was happy with them.
Did you watch
Altuve's
the beanball game?
Just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. The beanball game. They were hitting
each other. Yeah, and then I saw on Twitter that you had all kinds of people apologizing for hitting Altuve or then getting on the Astros because the retaliation wasn't necessary. Wex was on Sports Sunday last night on a little bit of a mini tirade saying the Astros shouldn't have retaliated. And
yes, they absolutely should have.
I completely
agree
with
that. When your superstar gets hit, this is what used to drive me nuts about the old Astros teams.
Right?
When Bagwell and Biggio would get hit, nobody would do anything. It's like we used to complain about the Rockets. There was no enforcer. There's never been an enforcer on the Astros. So when Altuve got hit, you're damn right you better plunk somebody. I was glad to see it. And it was right on the hip, exactly where you're supposed to do
That's
it.
That's right.
It was by the unwritten rules of baseball. I had no problem with it. Everybody knew in the stadium what that was and what that was about.
I totally agree, and I totally agree with everything you just said. It was absolutely necessary. It was absolutely the right thing to do.
Tell
the
Wex
fact that
wrong.
It carried over to another inning, though, and then was it Marwin got hit, too?
Yeah.
Or Yuli,
one
of the other.
That's just good old fun baseball at that point.
Well, I mean, they might as well do something to be relevant if you're the Angels, yeah. But you can't afford to lose. I mean, the thing that's amazing, because we talked about Correa came back. He was one for his first 12. He had to get back his rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie's been going off like crazy. There's no way Altuve's going to win the batting title and catch J.D. Martinez for the hits and be this unprecedented fifth year in a row to get 200 hits and lead the league, all these different things. And then you see him come back and just rip the cover off of it and go, that's when you can tell how special that guy is.
Yep.
He's that good.
Yeah, he really is.
You know,
and it's hard. I don't know if it's just because I'm a Houstonian and a native Houstonian. It's hard to realize you have a guy of that caliber. And I think we take it for granted almost. Just how, like, probably, I'm guessing in Anaheim, they watch Mike Trout and they're like, okay.
He gets spoiled.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But here's the other thing, too.
Houston is
the
definitely
spoiled. The aggressiveness
in
which he is running. You know, he got caught stealing. He was called safe yesterday. The review showed they caught him on the hand or whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares? He's running hard. He's stretching out on singles going first to third. The knee doesn't look to be a problem. The fielding is back to being where it was. Everything looks great, and that's what you have to be really happy about as an Astros fan, because this, believe it or not, they've won five in a row.
And six of their last seven.
Right, and that is something, because a week ago we were talking about look out for the A's now, and they're not going anywhere, and if you're not careful, you could slip up. And I'm the one saying there should have been a little bit more concern, but thank God for Jose Altuve.
Do you remember last week before we went to, I don't even know, it might have been Friday, but maybe Thursday. Remember I was giving you playoff percentages?
Yep.
And the Astros still had a 99.3% chance. You had the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Indians were all 99.9.
Yep.
Astros are now 99.8% chance of making the playoffs. So just this weekend and just getting this five games in a row, it doesn't sound like a lot, but a half a percentage point when you're already at 99.3, pretty significant increase in your ability and your chances to make the playoffs. Seattle lost again, so they're 5-5 over their last 10. Astros have gone 7-3, so
A's are the team that's not going anywhere.
It was a big weekend, yeah. The A's
aren't going
anywhere.
So this is a huge series.
Yeah.
Are you a little concerned that McCullers, they said, isn't anywhere near ready to throw?
It is concerning, yes. Yeah. You have to be concerned about that, and you have to wonder, is that the case, or are they like, you know what, we're making the playoffs, let's let him rest. And we'll just, you know, he'll be ready to go for the playoffs.
Looks like they might have someone that can step in a little bit, though. That's nice to know.
Yeah.
And also, George Springer doesn't look to be out another 6 weeks.
Uh-oh.
He's supposed to be in the lineup tonight. So
I like it. I like
that's
it.
That's good news as well. Huge series. It's the A's in town. Let's not lay another egg at home. Let's realize they need to take care of business in this series. Garrett Cole on the Hill. We'll talk about that in the next hour to come. We got to go. We got to get a break. We got to get the sports mappers in here. We'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.